Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Firpo Marbury. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Moore. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. West scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel strikes out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bluge. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Bluge steals second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Bluge scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moore, and towards Sissel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. West hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Bludge reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. QL reaches second base with a double. Bludge scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bluge. Sissel moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate is walked intentionally. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Jim Moore. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Meyer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. West hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bluge bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. Blue moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Blue scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Watwood hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-2 in the game. Marbury is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons pinch hits for Benny Tate. Carl Fisher now pitching. Luke Appling pinch hits for Mel Simons. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jeffries moves to second. Frank Grubb pinch hits for Red Faber. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Vic Frazier now pitching. Frank Grubb now catching. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manish bunts towards the mound. Frazier picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Frazier. Rice moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to home to get Rice. Manish moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manish moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manish scores. Cronin scores. West moves to second. It's 5-2, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West scores. Bluge moves to third. It's 6-2, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bluge scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Senators. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rice bunts towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin bunts towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer scores. It's 8-2, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. West hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Butch Henlein pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Kerr moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Kerr moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.